point.
We live. I can tell the way he was looking at the laptop. We're live. It's September the 14th.
Nigga, tap the fuck out of me.
8:25. We're live here with the usual crew. Kaylin Eugene Summers.
Eugene.
Alexander Jameson Morgan.
No Xander.
Keisha, it's either Nicole.
Marie.
Oh, got this. It's Marie, see? They only got four. Black girls out here only got four middle names.
Who is Eugene?
She should have gave me like a Laquan or something.
You want that?
Nah. Give me some vibrancy.
Is that what you called it?
Yeah, you went the high route.
What you call it?
We call it ghetto around. Yeah, that's right,
she should have. You know.
Only black people can say ghetto. How do y'all feel about people?
Yeah, man? White people can't say ghetto. That's racist.
Real shit?
Yes. Yeah.
What if we say honk? Nah, honky. Is honky they word?
It's not offended. It's not.
They sure don't get offended by shit.
They don't have shit.
Did you see that 85 South episode when he said, like, niggas can't walk in the place? They be like, hey, all these white people get the fuck up out of here. We can't do that. It's a different type of, you know.
No such thing, man.
It's not. I can't feel offended.
What y'all been on?
Shit.
Chilling, bro.
Last week we weren't here. It was Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
So happy Labor Day.
Yeah, we abide by all holidays around here.
My Labor Day was fun.
State entity.
Any day
podcast.
I can get off, I'm going for sure going.
Kick it. Use it. Utilize it.
I ain't did shit.
State entity.
Podcast, we honor all.
Oh, yeah,
holidays.
Yeah.
We off another niggas off.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If it's a holiday, you feel me?
We are.
Us to be here.
Take your break, my nigga. Actually, see us in person. That's when you can see us in person. We kicking it. Motherfuckers still kicking it. They mad at the scammers for being in LA, man. Why they mad at the scam? Why is Lil Rock always mad at people for it?
You ain't hearing. That's a business trip.
That's a business trip.
No, that's strictly.
Nah, yeah.
Like,
motivational purposes only.
Only. They leave if they are here. Hey.
I ain't mad at them. I ain't mad at them. Stay safe, man. Stay safe.
But sure.
I ain't do nothing Labor Day, you.
Labor Day.
No labor.
We kicked it. We went to the weekend we kicked it.
Didn't you and your friends get put out somewhere?
Yeah, we got put out about two places.
What places can you disclose?
They just using their vibrance man
experience. Santa Coyote. You know, it was a link up.
How y'all get put out of Santa Coyote?
It was a link up. We hadn't seen each other in a minute. We all hadn't been together in a long time. It was just a loud thing. You know, we reminiscing.
That shit happened. And they couldn't have told you y'all was being ghetto, right?
No.
All
right.
How many drinks were
y'all being ghetto?
What is being ghetto?
I need a good time like that. I'm jealous.
You got jealous all the time?
I love being ghetto in public.
Bro, I love you one of them.
Turn it up, you know. We're paying. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know,
turn it up.
I came a little late into the game, but we was drinking. You know,
did you get the ketchup drink?
Yeah, you know, it balanced out. Mm-hmm. But we left. You know, we had end up having a long ass freestyle session.
Like, yeah.
Where did y'all get kicked out?
Oh, the night is still going. Okay. But we had took a break.
So
we
went to Coyote wasn't where y'all get kicked out from.
We got put out of there.
Okay.
It was just like a push, like, yes, please leave. Like that. I mean, it was like a kick out. It was encouraged to leave. So then we
Which
left
I was
there.
Awesome. We leaving anyway.
Just like, yeah.
It's like when somebody forced you to resign type shit. Like, bro.
I was
like, D'Antoni, like, I think it's best that, yeah, but you go type shit.
Yeah, we left there, went to the bridge.
Mutually parted
ways. Mm-hmm. We ended up going to the bridge. After that, we didn't. The night kept going. Mm-hmm. We had a long ass freestyle session.
Went crazy.
It's in the car. Or this
in the car.
Okay, it's the only.
Yeah, and it was crazy. Shout out Aaliyah. Shout out Darius. Everybody was just in that bitch going crazy.
Going crazy.
And it was crazy because it was like everybody was saying some shit.
Going on.
Niggas
going on.
Intoxicated, right?
Fucked up. Shane's own fucked up in the car, fucked up. But I will say this. It was inspired by that Friday night cypher. Heard. So shout out Big Sean.
Shout out Big Sean.
We heard that. We played that like twice. And we was like, yeah.
That's a long song, nigga.
It was long, but
niggas
know,
needed different vibrations of how they was gonna come. Was it a lot of what's the damn deal? Or I'm finna come down?
or niggas is rapping.
I definitely say I'm gonna come down like a lot.
And hold on, big baby.
Yeah. Hey, Jocelyn has the footage, so one day I will let you all see.
Okay. Freestyle for us right now.
Okay.
I can't do that
type now. Shit.
Take a shot. But now we end up going to Khalil's after that.
And Khalil's let you kick it.
Khalil's was on us though. They was on us for real. Like they like, hey, if you gonna stand up, put that mask on, and you know.
What you saying, some racist type shit?
It wasn't, you know.
Type.
You know they got to be on the black girls. Like y'all be too turned up, mm-hmm. And we be too turned up.
You usually don't hear, black women getting put out.
And we did. Well, they did the karaoke, and they did WAP. Turn that bitch up. And that's when they were like, okay.
Alright.
Yeah, y'all bitches are at y'all level.
Did they play what version they played?
It was the clean version, but you know.
Motherfucker, still let them fly.
It was that. We turned up though. It was a cool weekend.
Y'all was on shit?
I ain't do damn thing.
Say this.
Did I? Nope.
You ain't do a damn thing?
A damn thing.
Shout out on Tuesdays, man. Shout out Space, man. Make sure y'all check out the library. It be live band, music, food at the bar. Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck with him.
It's
free before 8. Yeah,
I'll be there before 8.
And it's like 5 after 9:30.
Type shit.
And last time they went to like 11:30, 12 though, but it be straight. Only thing about it, they won't let you like get up. Yeah. You can't get up and like. Yeah, you gotta sit down.
You said free before 8.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I tried to pay last time. He paid my way. You know that guy.
Right.
But it's a good little vibe. You know, Tuesday night, little low key shit. I don't want it to get too crazy. You feel me? Because that's my little low key spot now.
But I mean, you just blew it up.
But yeah, it's good, man. Shout out Space. Shout out the library. Mask required type shit.
Yeah.
Make sure.
I guess they stopped fucking.
Okay, so I mean, what you do, Alex? What you do for that?
I went to Dallas.
Okay.
Deep town. Nah, not this time.
Not this time. He ain't do the both. This. The camera is on. I'm not giving the camera.
Show.
Like
engage with the audience.
You have to. You can't. I mean, it's on.
It was a solid weekend for the most part.
Okay.
Got hit by somebody though, in somebody else's car type shit.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No, my body didn't get hit.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I'm standing
the
up.
The car got hit.
Yeah.
Damn.
In a parking garage.
Is the car
shit.
Okay?
I mean, like, right now, like, 3,100 in damage. You know, on the parking lot, parking deck, it's private property and shit. Dude, a Nigerian and shit. I mean, he gonna pay it. Why? The nigga had on a Richard Millie and shit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like, nah, you could tell he got some money, but it was still, he just, you know how
trying to
Nigerians
act like he
got that nervous energy, like,
my brother.
He getting out the car hugging. I'm like, bro, look, dude, it's COVID. Chill the fuck, bro. Like, it's COVID. And I'm like, this not my car. Let me call. Like, this not my car.
Like, why?
You know
why?
Like, you not.
Are you just by yourself?
Yeah. And I'm like, this not my car. But I'm just now leaving the thing.
Nah, that's crazy.
Nah, hit me dumb hard, bro.
That's
like,
wild.
Going fast. I seen it. Like, I had came to a complete stop. He was going so fast, bro.
Doink,
bro.
Boy, I seen that with that Richard Millie.
Cause he was like, his whole point was like, bro, I got it. He had on a Versace shirt, like a designer belt, designer shorts.
It's Dallas too.
And he was like, man, I got a quarter mil on my wrist. Like you could tell he was the same watch Odell had on it first game type
shit. Damn, a glass watch.
And,
it's
still not my car, bro. Like, but I'm like. If we handle this right, you know, we can get him to overpay for some shit on some shit. But and he keep bullshitting, talking about cause he a businessman, he keep getting busy, but he just went ahead and put $1,000 down on them to start on the car.
Okay.
So he said he gonna finish the rest of it next week when it get.
Well, that's cool.
So, I mean, the nigga got some money, but he just like he FaceTiming me, bro. And he don't know how to communicate. Like, it's weird, bro. Like, he do not know how to communicate. Like,
he be getting so mad, bro.
Like, if you don't say shit, he don't like. He be mad. He be like, y'all trying to get me to run around. He be going off, bro. It be then
them foreigners on me.
He called me at a business meeting, FaceTiming, showing me a bag of money and shit. I'm like, well, shit, go pay the car, bro.
Nah, y'all finna be lifelong friends now. Like, you
got.
The funniest shit, bro. The nigga leaving. The police still there, bro. The nigga hit a car on the way out. I swear to God,
take his license.
I was like, Oh yeah, the reason why he didn't want the police to get caught, obviously, because he illegal. So
so you out here just hitting cars, nigga? You just hitting both cars.
It was so like, oh. I'm like, bro, come on, bro. Because when they called the police, they kept saying no, no, no. Then when they seen the police pulling up, because when the wreck happened, bro, dumb Nigerians came out like, I'm just like, he didn't call nobody. Just Nigerians came to the scene, bro. No
for their brother.
And you know, vouching for him, like, he got money, like, he's good, like, he got 100K worth of furniture and his shit, like, it's good, like,
niggas about to
get he telling me where the port, where the apartment number he stay and shit like that. Perfect. And so the police pulling up, and it was so funny, bro. It was like, well, it's over, that's it. Because I guess they thought he was just going that way, but the police can't do shit, I guess, since it's private property. So.
Okay.
But okay. When he was driving off that shit, Austin seen that shit was so funny, bro. His door flung open, and he hit somebody's car, but I guess the police ain't here. That shit was
hit the door.
Like, his, I don't know how, but his car door flung open.
Okay,
like,
I'm thinking
he was, like, leaving. He leaving, and he hit a parked car. I don't know how the fuck.
Was he drunk?
Fuck, I don't know.
Had to be.
Had to, like, you just out here just hitting cars. You a threat. Yeah, a menace to society at this point.
Shout out to bro, though, being legal out here, man. That's
a privilege.
He a black man and he illegal.
And just out here hitting cars?
I don't even know.
Bill report with him. Keep him as a friend.
Yeah,
I can't talk to the nigga.
Yeah.
He told the person, he said he blocked me, but I haven't hit him up. But I'm just like, bro, you don't put, you be hitting me up, bro. Like, he always hitting me up.
Oh my god.
Like,
we
don't even hit your ass up like this.
Voter registration?
October 5th.
Last day to register.
Register to vote if you're not.
That
registered.
Shit like take 30 seconds to see if you already registered. Like, just
I wish
go
we had a
see.
Text code, but you can just put in voter registration on Google.
It tell you where you register.
Yeah,
where it's
yeah, like, bro.
Location.
Yeah. Go on, handle it.
The resist bot. Do y'all have that? Whatever bot.
Or I had a block homeboy.
Who?
Resist bot. Because he be coming on you like,
hey,
man.
Hey, nigga.
Sign this bill.
This shit right here,
yeah,
right here.
This
important.
Hey,
bro, chill. It is 1 o'clock in the morning. What are you talking about? I'm sure can wait.
But make sure y'all cast your vote for Joseph Biden. I gotta be specific now. Fuck it.
You can't do that.
Shut up.
That's illegal on the radio.
Man, that
this
shit
is not the radio.
I thought that shit was illegal when you I remember at UAPB, like, you couldn't be around people when it's time for voting. You couldn't
it
be
was
around.
Some shit.
Yeah, some rule.
Some weird shit.
Know that was for
they
real
couldn't
life.
Be around the union.
Yeah, you like, couldn't be that whole day. They wasn't around and shit, nigga.
Like you let me vote and go on.
Bro, what you think? But I that shit. No, you can get people who want in voting right then. Go vote right here. But make sure y'all catch up. Oh, shout out Kamala
Harris.
She talking about giving all HBCUs
student loan forgiveness.
Facts. That's big. I don't know how true. I don't know how real. But if she can do that, go.
Man.
Go.
That'd be tough.
My daughter would be AKA off that shit.
Everybody, hold on.
I don't care.
Okay.
Is that daughter on the way?
No.
All right.
No. Not that I know of.
Knock on wood.
Type shit. Nah,
I ain't y'all thinking that Trump giving these stimulus checks out.
They said we ain't getting them hoes to after elections.
I don't really think another one coming.
Yeah. I think one coming right before.
Just to sway, try to last second swoop
in. It's the Democrats that's holding back.
But yeah, it's
they smart.
Trump want him. I mean, he want to put him out. You know what I'm saying?
More on Trump later.
More on Trump later.
I got some.
Hold on.
But keep going. Oh,
that ain't on the board.
We can play. Let's pick. Let's pick.
I'm sure.
Let's pop it off. Let's pop it off with the close friends content.
Ooh.
You feel me?
Whoa, that's a
Keisha, bring in your topic.
I was just like, okay, so close friends. I'm trying to figure.
We're talking about real life or social media?
We're talking about social media.
Okay, that green circle on the IG.
Yes. What is the etiquette? I don't even want to take that. Really, what is the etiquette for close friends?
For the person posting it, or the
close friends in general?
Before I answer,
privacy for sure.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about it.
You saying, what is the etiquette I would like to see as a man? Or the etiquette in that general.
Display on your
yeah.
Yeah, that's
but
what I'm saying.
Close friends,
it's whatever.
It's whatever you okay. feel like.
Okay. Doing. Okay.
If I see that I'm on your close friends,
okay.
my etiquette is I'm chilling. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I'm not coming here to sway your shit. This is your close friend. This damn near, you know, your woo.
I'm yeah. honored. I'm yeah. gonna respect.
You feel me? I'm chilling so I can be there. You feel what I'm saying? Okay. But, how do y'all feel about people who you really don't know and you on their close friends?
I feel like the word close friends miscues, you know, because it's really right. not.
I think it's just for it's for yeah, just exclusive yeah. or people tailored you fuck content.
With. That's is that what it is?
They should name it people you fuck with.
But I don't know them. What if you don't really know them? Like
I think I got. I think you. I know somebody that got like the everybody I on fuck their close friends. I want your close friends.
That's really what it is.
Back to the etiquette shit.
Juju.
You should use it to where you know, doing shit or saying shit mm-hmm. or popping your shit, and it can't go on your real shit. Maybe you got mm-hmm. a brand or maybe an image, mm-hmm. you know, family members, maybe, you know, your mom, dad,
that's
or something
you,
like that.
I don't use, it's certain things I'd be like, damn, I shouldn't have put that on my.
How far is too far on your close friends? Or it ain't no far.
It's not, because if you got like a real close, like, old.
Yeah,
this real confined people. Then you know you might you go a little crazy on them. I mean,
but
that's
what
not
if
how
you
I work.
Close friends loose and they doing shit and it get to other motherfuckers.
That's what I'm saying. Like
it needs to. We need some cardinal ground that rules that we all agree on. Mm-hmm. But from my point of view, it's been pretty. The loose end's been pretty tight. Like right. from what I ain't right. just seen nothing.
I need two close friends if I had one. Close friends are them like my homeboys.
They
close
do
friends.
Need multiple sets of close friends.
Okay.
Like, multiple sets
levels.
Instagram.
Yeah, like, it, yeah, like
when it turn orange, you on like the close friends.
Cause it's like certain shit, you know. Or
that's gonna
homies.
Fuck people mind up. They
like maybe on that close
to...
friends, you can only view that bitch once.
That's just gonna fuck
Instagram.
Give us Instagram. A check, man. Give us a check. Shout out to giving us a check. Charlamagne, the motherfucking god. Has came out with his own black owned, partnered with iHeartRadio.
Cool.
And what is it?
It's a black owned venture, 50-50 venture that he's doing with iHeartMedia.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where he has a podcast with somebody and he's bringing on
85 Selfs.
It's like mm-hmm. 18.
Brilliant Idiots, or you got another one?
No, he got another one. Nah. He got another
do
one.
Do he still do Brilliant Idiots?
Yeah, he still do Brilliant Idiots. Brilliant Idiots is already on the network, so, you know, they got the rights to that.
That was big for him, man. We need more ownership. We've been talking about that. That's a good step in
good
a
move.
Good direction, man. Hire us, though, man. Hire us, man. For real. We turn. Goddamn. You feel me?
We gotta get people to like, subscribe, and share.
Oh, man,
he put one of his like homegirls from back home. You know, she got a little unknown. She ain't got a name for herself, but he got her on the network.
For real,
like,
that's cool. That's
man,
cool.
You called into Breakfast Club and shit, man. Keep being there, prayer. That nigga. In college, y'all don't remember that shit.
I remember that.
Yeah,
shit.
It was on the podcast. It might have been pre Keisha. Yeah, okay. But that he was like, yeah. What'd you say? Yeah, DJ Envy. He was like, yeah, man.
I was so shocked to get. On that bitch, I'm like, damn, I really got on this bitch and fucked up.
What I forgot what it was about.
He showed him a little stutter, but he was straight.
He was scared.
He was straight.
I mean, you just be like, damn.
Have
I'm
y'all ever
bitch.
Like when y'all
like,
were
I'm
younger?
Really live on this
when y'all were younger, did y'all ever call like Power 92 and when they
I
actually
tried.
Answer
I
you guys?
Eric Nathaniel, no. Man, we tried to get. Juneteenth tickets, man, off there, man. We tried. We called like all night.
Do they be lying about the 7th and 9th caller and shit? Like, how do you know? Like,
there was a time Mims and them was there. I was trying to come.
Wait, look, I called one time as a kid and I'm calling to request the song.
You done won some Blues on the River tickets.
Like, frankly, Beverly and Mays. God damn.
Not the station. I'm like, look.
Listen, my
just
nigga,
play
I'm
the song.
To hear Wobble.
God damn it, I'm 8.
I'm like, no man, where I like you, my Sierra, and
play that
and,
shit.
And look, but that's not why when the segment I called in, the segment was you trying to pump it a dump.
And you called trying to request the song. Cause they used to be ruthless back in the day and play the ones that they like the dumb ones.
Hey, I'm talking about Don't Be. I hate the song. I'm just trying to
shout out Jade on 96.5, man.
I'm
crying. CT, all the people still doing radio, doing their thing, oh man. Shout out y'all.
Bring the Pump It or Dump It back though.
Pump It or Dump It. We need our own Pump It or Dump It. On what we here.
We're
gonna talk about it later. Say less. Say less.
Another little catchy topic that we have introduced by Caleb.
Damn.
Stop the cap.
You ain't even give me time.
Give me some of that.
God damn me.
We gonna go.
Okay,
there.
We there though. We there. All right. So this little segment is gonna be like 10 little topics, maybe trending shits that I've seen over time today. Woo. And I say it. And y'all say stop the cap, that means y'all don't want to talk about it, don't care about it, straight on it. Or give me some of that mean, like, okay, we're gonna talk about this, let me hear some of this. Okay, y'all ready?
How long do we talk about it?
It could just be a little, you we just talk about it for how long? Yeah. First one is Hurricane Sally. Now I'm not gonna tell y'all nothing about it first until y'all say
Stop the cap. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
What the fuck is it?
Keisha?
I kind of want some of that. Do I need to be
concerned
about it?
Keisha, where you at? It's three people.
I don't know who that is.
So you saying stop the cap?
Stop the cap, bro.
2-1. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Hurricane. Oh, I can't even talk about it. Never mind. All right. R.P. J.K. Rowling. Harry Potter author, the woman.
You know she's not dead, right?
Hey, this is the hashed. Are you stopping the cap or you want some of that?
I just want you to stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Y'all ain't shit. Y'all supposed to pick something.
Had I not, keep going.
Venus.
Give me some of that.
Give you some of that.
Uh-huh. I'm going Venus Williams.
Oh, Venus Williams. Stop the cap.
I didn't say Venus Williams.
I know. I'm just. That's why.
You intrigued.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Breaking news. What is it? Astronomers? What is it? Astronomers?
Stop the cap.
Astronomers.
Astronomers, nigga.
Astronomers. Astronomers.
Astronomers.
Astronomers.
Astronomers.
Astronomers.
Oh my God.
Astronomers.
Numbers.
Numbers.
Astronomers.
Numbers. Astronomers have found a potential sign of life in the clouds of Venus, a planet long overlooked. The search is extravagant. They're saying it's life over there.
Y'all not leaving us. Period. I'm
straight on Venus.
Y'all don't think it's people over there on Venus?
It's probably their type of
they
people.
They didn't say
it's not humans. There might not be humans. It's probably like Earthlings.
But I'm saying,
niggas just made a noise.
I'm saying, not fat. Earthlings.
This nigga said Earthlings.
Y'all know me about astronomers. Astronomers.
This nigga beatbox.
Bruh, so if Trump win again, niggas finna be heading to Venus.
On what?
If Elon Musk build a way to get over there, I bet you niggas like Caitlin Summers will be trying.
How many light years away get on is the moon?
You think we're going to Venus?
I don't know.
When they say light,
what
they don't mean
happened
like,
to that shit that they was building?
They don't mean human life.
They don't mean like
how do we know
motherfuckers walking around? They probably
how do we
saw
know?
Like
it's something with
how do we know? Organisms.
How do we know?
Because they didn't say human. They would have said human. They would have said human.
They just said it's life over there. They don't know yet.
It could be a fish.
Just say y'all scared. Y'all ain't going. Joe Rogan.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm...
Give me some of that.
Do so.
Give me some of that.
Pause.
Do so.
You got to say, give me some of that.
Okay. So, Joe Rogan.
Wait a minute. We need a new option. Give me some of that. Not it.
Give me some of that.
That ain't it.
Okay, it just rhymed with stop.
Give me some of that.
You come up with something better.
Stop the cap.
Give me some of that.
Stop the cap. Give me some of that. It does go.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Just say you don't like it. Damn. This nigga.
You know
man. He say no to anything. Not text back. Negative. This guy.
Everything's a no.
Boy, shout out traffic. Anyway, Joe Rogan has offered to moderate a debate between Joseph Biden and Trump for 4 hours. Trump has agreed to it and said, I'm down already.
I'm with it. It's better than like the
debate
stage.
Is Joe Rogan, is he team Trump?
Joe Rogan don't fuck with either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like he got to fuck with somebody.
Yeah. I mean.
But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like.
Which I tune in 4 hours?
Nah, I ain't doing nothing.
Nah, I'll catch the highlight reel.
Nah, because it's gonna be some highlight. That bitch gonna be funny.
I think in a podcast format, I
four
think Trump
hours is crazy.
Would fuck Biden up.
don't know. He beating that ass.
I think Trump tapping will it. Fuck Biden but up.
Because the thing is, tapping he it. Has, it ain't nobody can stop him from interrupting. Nope. Nigga. Nothing like,
he just ride.
He gonna let bro, them ride. He gonna be on his
He letting them fly. And Joseph trying to win, so he can't really say too much.
He ain't acting like he trying to win.
You don't think he trying to win?
I'm not here to
say no that. You're right. We're not here. You're right. You right.
But
you
straight on that.
You straight on that, Amo. 4 hours too much.
Oh yeah, 4 hours of anything.
Travis Scott Mill.
We can talk about it.
Okay.
Give me that.
Give me some.
Okay, it's the first celebrity meal. It's the first celebrity meal since Michael Jordan, the McJordan sandwich, which was released in the 90s. This sandwich meal is $6. They say $6.66. That's what they say.
That's funny.
It's his go-to order. I mean, it got regular shit. It got a little barbecue sauce to make it, different and Sprite and shit. Have y'all tried it?
It do make sense it being sick because some people's taxes be 10%. So it make,
Yeah, if you get a McChicken, be $1.11. But sometimes it used to be $1.07. But anyway.
It's a coincidence.
I seen somebody on my story get it back-to-back days. And they used a GIF with it, or they used one of them things.
Is that all participating in McDonald's?
Hell yes, they're like a motherfucker.
You gotta say, Cactus Jack sent me.
You gotta say that?
No.
Finna say.
But that's on the commercial.
They say the action figure that you get with it look like Booker T.
You don't get that. That ain't real, or
that's just some people.
So you don't get the Booker T.
That was just in the commercial. You don't actually get that toy.
I seen that picture though. It looked like Booker T though. They wrong for that
Booker
though.
Booker T watched.
Because niggas is mad.
Nah, you, Booker T.
Like you.
Yo, hey.
I mean, I really.
Okay. This is not even one that was trending. This one is just moving to a new city during the pandemic.
Give me some of that.
Give you some of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do y'all feel about that? Good timing. Okay. Some people saying like this.
I think it's a good time because buy low
type shit.
Like markets, like the rental market down right now.
Type shit. So y'all straight on that?
That's cool.
I'm looking to
do what's best for you.
Even during the pandemic?
Yes.
Man,
are people hiring like that now though? I feel like people are keeping their good jobs right now.
Niggas is getting rich. It's a lot of
these
shit
niggas
on.
Watching the game, man. I tell you, bro. I could have took a nap.
Niggas can multitask. What'd you say?
2020.
2020.
2020 what?
Vision.
I'm not mad at. Yeah. I mean, why? Speaking not, bro?
Do whatever.
Man, it's real shit.
I don't care what's going on. If it's the time, if it's a good opportunity to move.
Don't let the internet scare you away from take. It's some good opportunities out here during this pandemic that it has created.
Listen, kids.
That's all you got to say.
You don't have to sell drugs to look like you sell drugs.
I saw that tweet. I think more people would be maybe more successful with their business if they didn't go into all of the phases of looking like they sell drugs. Shout out, even though he don't do that, but he made a good way out of his situation.
You are a motherfucker.
He made a good way out of his situation. You called him to go?
Yeah.
No, he's the
you a motherfucker for bringing that.
All right, Pepsi.
Stop the cap.
Stop the cap?
Not a Pepsi guy.
Me neither.
I gotta tell y'all on this one. Pepsi is launching a new drink called Drift Well. It is meant to help consumers relax and unwind before bed. It's supposed to help you sleep.
Like weed. And weed.
On the cool? They just didn't want to, because that's what we do.
Yeah, it's the same feeling. Different.
It didn't say it. It's just saying people are dealing with insomnia and other shit during the coronavirus, so they're trying to come out with that. I wouldn't try it either. To help me sleep? Yeah, fact. Just smoke weed. Mm-hmm. But you straight on that, Kaylin? You're not taking a Driftwell?
What is it called?
Driftwell.
Driftwell.
Pepsi is coming out. Sleep.
It's going to be nasty.
It's not real shit.
I have no problem going to sleep. Shit. Not going
to Naomi Osaka? Did I say her name right?
Yes.
Give me some of that.
Give me some of that.
No offense, YBN. I wouldn't know that.
He ain't YBN
that.
No more.
He's just Corday.
I mean, on Wikipedia, they
say he been showing his ass. He been just being his. Not even showing his ass, but he being himself.
Because, when they was taking a family picture, and he didn't really know if he could be any. But then he was going to squat down. Like, bro, that shit hilarious, bro.
Nigga, bro.
But that one picture him as good. That one picture, he like this. He flipping it.
Facts with her, bro. I like they look couple now, man. I'm a fan, man. I'm a fan of her too.
Shout out to Venus and Serena.
She arrived to the match wearing a mask with the name of, you know, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I ain't have to name all of them. Shout out to her. She clapped back at one of the reporters kind of a little bit too, you know.
I ain't see it, but
for real?
I ain't see it.
They said like, what do you, or how do you feel, or something like this? Ooh, she was like, nah, it's really how do you feel? You know, I'm just bringing awareness to it. Ooh, you feel me? Good shit. You feel me? Good shit.
Putting the pressure on
you. You see how I feel.
Like, real shit.
You see what the vibe said with me.
All right, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, I'm looking at this. You're on the list. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, give me some of that.
Give you some of that?
Yeah.
What about the cap?
Some of that.
They Will Smith is hosting an Airbnb, the Real House in Los Angeles. Only LA residents, I think, in a certain mile proximity can rent it out. But yeah, the whole house, they say it's player. And he really deal hosting it.
That's really cool.
I mean,
$30 a night.
Who said that?
I saw that shit on there.
Oh, damn.
Speaking of something like that, they doing the same thing.
You ain't gonna never get the book.
They doing the same thing in in Oregon with the last Blockbuster. You can rent out the whole.
Yeah, like, I want to try that.
But you got to be like a resident.
What you gonna rent out that for?
Cause it's a nostalgic feel. It feeds your inner child.
No, I'm just saying. What can you? They got it like set up. They got it set up to be like, it got like a couch.
You can watch movies.
Like, yeah.
Okay. You can stay. That's, it's living.
Sell me.
You can go over there to the.
Real shit.
And like walk through.
Niggas gonna just take dumb pictures in it and vibe out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can, it look like the store and shit.
I be hating them companies that go down over time just cause they couldn't get with the times or something else came. But you know, that'd be fucked up.
Adapt, bro.
Cause people look now.
They couldn't adapt with their Netflix.
I'm telling people I got girlfriends too on too DVD fast. Cause now it's, I'm like, I'm telling people I got girlfriends on DVD and they looking at me crazy.
Like, dude, it's like, on Netflix.
Bitches on Netflix. I'm like, god damn. Like,
hey, I'm ready for one on one to be on Netflix though, for sure.
It, I know it's gotta be Nick.
I wanna watch that from the top. You feel me?
One on one was cool.
Last one I got for y'all, Nebraska Man.
Stop the cap.
I ain't never been interested in nothing in Nebraska. Maybe Gabrielle Union, that's about it.
Rename boneless chicken wings. He real deal went to the city council and he asked them, he does not like the layouts at restaurants and stores claiming chicken tenders are boneless chicken wings. He is not fucking with that. He real deal went to that as a real deal problem in Nebraska.
I don't think that's the place to be naming chicken. I don't think that's...
I mean, I'm glad it ain't say Arkansas, man. You feel me? We ain't got time to be dealing with no shit like that. It could have been that. We got some people up in there, Ward and all these other people. Shout out to all our listeners, though. I don't know where you from. Little Rock? You right.
Right.
We got next?
NFL, NBA. That's why I got my jersey on. Not a 49ers fan.
Type shit.
But I just have a jersey.
How do y'all feel about the unity that they showed the first game? Not the reaction, but the message.
It's another symbol.
They locked hands. Both teams locked hands.
I like
hands,
it. Solidarity. I'm cool with it.
How do y'all feel about the fans booing them?
Disgusted with them.
Yeah.
And then turn around and cheer for them as they running, making plays. That's kind of nasty.
And we all knew what we already
didn't know. Like, at first, I'm like,
that's nasty.
Because I had just turned to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nigga, are they booing, bro?
Like, I know I don't hear this shit.
I'm like, nigga, are these niggas booing?
Like, for real. Like, for what? Nah, shit crazy, man. It's a bunch of people. It's a bunch of white people who are not fucking with, you know, the strides that are trying to be made and had. But we knew that, though.
Yeah,
whatever.
We knew that, though, man. We knew that, though. Y'all see Trump real deal. He want rapid action on those two officers that got shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate.
It's crazy how you say something about that, man. But he ain't seen shit about it. That's true. I'm not that I should be disappointed or nothing, because I already knew how that go.
It's just fucked up, man. It's fucked up.
Another sick ass situation.
Stay strapped. We rolling through these hoes today. Power, fuck. Do y'all watch Power?
Yeah,
Power. In case you don't watch Power still, do you need a Stars account?
I have a Stars account.
You just straight on it.
I had it for P-Valley, but I did say I was going to start it from the top. But I just, you know, y'all talked about it so much to the point I just like, I know the highlights of the shit, so true. I never had to.
True. You need it though. Because it's a good ass. No, it's a good ass show.
Bro, a good ass little actor.
Yeah, man. But now this new season, man, he is little Tariq in college, got some hoe, got Mary J. Blige in this one and Method Man. You need to check it out for sure.
I'm gonna start it from the top.
You can start from this one and just
and go.
His daddy dead.
Shout out to Mary. She's looking great, okay? She's looking great.
Did y'all see she got mad that people calling her Aunt Mary? Or what, Auntie Mary? Yeah, she said she don't like that. Like, when did she become the auntie? Ooh, she didn't like that.
It is kind of age. Because my grandpa, he don't like when people call him Unc. I guess because it kind of age him.
Grandpa?
Like, he just...
You a grandpa?
Nah,
I can see it, though.
Like, people he don't know. I remember he was in my house one time. And he was, like, you know, or, oh, no, it wasn't that. It was old school.
Okay.
It was old school.
Facts. Old school is like, yeah.
I mean... But for real, they don't like the age. They don't
want to
be age.
But Mary got to chill, man. I mean, especially like that's people our age going to call you
that's
auntie.
That's what Oprah said. I think it's in a genuine way, it's a sign of respect. Like, we know we not on the same
level,
but we gonna call you auntie, we ain't gonna call you granny.
It's all out of love for sure.
Yeah, just cause
though Oprah and what she called and it was like, don't call me auntie, but Oprah was like, she let the people in Africa call her auntie and shit. I'm like, bitch, what's
people
the difference?
Call Oprah auntie?
Like, they was calling her auntie or auntie Gail or whatever like that. Yeah. But she was like, they said they didn't like that. And Ava DuVernay, they said they didn't like that. But Oprah was like, you know, they called, you know, they might.
You over 50, you gotta take it.
You gotta take it, man.
We 25. Like, come on, bro. Like,
you want to call you older woman?
No matter what you think, you're old.
She looking good. She looking good on
how
Power.
Old is she?
She looks great. Mary looks great.
She probably north of 48.
Yeah,
she not old.
Mary like
that
40.
Ain't that old.
She got grown kids. She were auntie.
You right.
Auntie.
That's how I feel.
Yeah,
grown ass 25 year old.
I can't debate that.
What are you, ma'am?
Are we touching on Tory Lanez's apology?
Stop the cap.
Stop. Yeah.
Say less. We're not giving all sides. We just going to pick and choose when we address shit. That's what we are. That's the type of media we are.
How did that get out?
We got to tell the full stories and shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how it got out. I don't believe.
But tell what you... Say what you... Saying.
I don't believe them exact words were stated. Ain't no damn way he was like, bro.
Because
he's still drunk when he texted that then.
That was 24 hours later.
He said, I thought that was recently.
These are the messages he sent her the next day after the shit, after the incident.
Didn't know that.
You thought these was recent messages.
I just thought these messages from the next day after the shooting incident. He did, man. Nothing is looking good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I always said that from the, it ain't really too much nothing he can do to.
But even this news still bad. Like it was just like, oh man, I was so drunk. Like he couldn't have texted that exact. You know, but we said it. I believe me. Somebody, one of us was saying, Meg and Tory, they are two of like kick, like they people you see around. Like they just out their body. He just got out his body, man. Yeah. But it risked his career, man. It'd be like that.
Quick interruption. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air house she was talking about, it's on Airbnb for $30 a night.
That's what I said.
I didn't know. It just popped up on my phone.
Damn, man.
She woes you, fam. That's good. $30 a night, crazy, though.
That's what he said.
It'd be probably hard to get that motherfucker.
We ain't gonna ever get
it. It's high as shit, too. Like, it's big as shit.
That's great. I would like reenact episodes and shit.
I'm surprised he even could be able to buy it back and shit, man.
That's beautiful, honestly.
Monica and Brandy versus Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight versus.
Okay, Bronica and Brandy and Monica. Did y'all watch it?
I haven't seen Twitter's any of them since Ross and 2 Chainz.
Brandy and Monica used to not like each other.
Yeah, they was beefing.
It still like they still don't like each other.
Yeah,
well, I think they really did on some it kind of was soft ambush type shit because they hadn't seen each other in 8 years. So that
before that
or talked to each other in 8 years.
That's a long time.
So that's the day they seen each other.
Why were they into it if we don't know?
I think it's like the difference of vibes. Like something happened after that Boy Is Mine the Boy Is Mine song.
They was talking to each other.
And it'd be a lot of people together and shit.
And I think it was like they had to perform the song actually together in the backstage. I guess Brandy or something, they had some words and Monica hit her. Like they had a fight type shit.
For real?
Mm-hmm. They kind of talked about it, but you can tell it was verses? Awkward. Mm-hmm. You can tell it was awkward, like because they hadn't talked to each other, and they said in 8 years.
How long ago was that shit though? It was 8 years.
I think the fight happened like when they was young, like when the Boy Is Mine was popping. But they had never like reconciled.
Monica trying to get her man out of jail, ain't she?
Freaky murder. But yeah, it was a cool versus. You know, a lot of people was like, Brandy.
Who you got?
I'm a Monica girl.
Okay.
I was raised on Monica. Like, I was raised on Brandy too, because I had like the double platinum movie. I watched Moesha, all that type of shit. Like, I think I liked Brandy more as an actress.
Yeah, she got, she had a bigger career acting.
Yeah.
I don't know too many of her songs.
I know her stuff. Okay. You know, like slow song Brandy.
Yeah. I was so did they have 20 when they were talking about 20. The verses and they were saying how good it was. I was just trying
Brandy
to
got 20.
I guess she did.
Yeah.
But I mean, like the songs I know Brandy got is like the Almost Doesn't Count.
Okay.
Have You Ever? Full Moon, the ones with Kanye.
She got some shit.
Like them songs. Like that was all good songs that played, but Monica just I guess had a more impact on my life. Like That So Gone took it for me as a kid.
Yes.
Like I
Monica
like I
straight, shout out Shannon Brown. Monica cool.
Shout out Rocco.
I forgot about Rocco, man. Slow down, Monica. It's over span. That's a long time.
That's a great span.
In fact, we ain't got shit else.
Who y'all think should go against each other for verses? Like who should be?
I need that 50.
I did not like that 2 Chainz Rick Ross, but you said 50 T.I.
I need that
real shit. Real shit. I think T.I. going after him mainly on some Floyd shit too. But T.I. ain't scared of nobody.
What you mean on some Floyd shit though? Cause 50 don't be fucking with Floyd.
I mean
either.
Now, but they
I'm saying
used
even
to.
Then, like it be they so off and on.
I don't think they got nothing to do with 50 that.
50 and T.I. are so cool.
Nah.
I don't know who I have in there.
I'm gonna say T.I.
Ooh.
T.I. got some vibe. Nah, 50 got some vibe. Yeah. It'll be a good ass. I'll be dumb tuned in it.
Yeah,
that
see
it.
You just have to see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You
get
just
the
have
feel.
To see it.
Somebody said Chris Brown. Usher.
More T.I. albums. I don't know why, but I actually own them.
I think T.I. got a little bit more range.
T.I. was my first favorite rapper.
Yeah, same here.
That was the first autograph I ever had. Shout out.
For real?
96.5.
Shout out 96.5. Real shit, man. Real shit.
Hot 96.5.
Facts. They used to get 92 a run.
Hell yeah. Y'all, we went through these motherfuckers.
What time we at?
Quick.
44.
That's sad.
Are we gonna go through a play or not play? Or we done? We low energy
fuck
or what?
Fuck it.
Are we low energy?
Never mind. We ain't gonna do
that. Do y'all feel it?
What you was saying?
I think we've been playing.
I was gonna talk about one of the topics we had kind of mentioned, but you said we was gonna have any brands to think of, so I'm not.
I don't think we are.
Oh.
So that's why I just left it alone.
Okay.
But
play or not play, you pop it off.
Damn, that was kind of tough. Shit.
Play or not play, white women.
Ha 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 ha! You a bad man.
Damn.
Because it's
player. Either way you go, you gonna get. I say player.
I'm saying play. I can't go not player.
I say you gotta player, say player. But
not player.
Not. Yeah. Y'all wrong.
Not player.
Y'all wrong, man. As the people. But I'm not gonna ever go to
not play
her. I'm never gonna just go to the extremes with a white woman.
Yeah, I don't see. I'm gonna say I don't see myself doing the same.
Look at these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Not play y'all.
Kayla done racist anyway.
That's what he said.
Y'all gonna
get
y'all gonna get us shit, bro. Y'all gonna get us canceled.
Ain't no cancel.
This is 100% black owned.
Trevor gonna be running to the ground.
What is that? Are you black? No.
These are two people with businesses. You see these black businesses, bro.
This is a black people only account. Oh, I'm not black. Well, then you need to leave immediately.
Nah, they be.
Shout out to Umar.
Shout out to my nigga Umar, bro.
Nah, that nigga funny as fuck. No hard feelings, but hey, this our shit though.
Player, not player.
I gotta go to it now. Here you go. He said you black. And then no, this page is only for black people. Okay, I'll unfollow immediately.
It was in the DM. He didn't give a fuck either. Like,
and this wasn't even Dr. Umar. This was a fan page.
Yeah, they
said immediately.
He had to put the page on private. He said too many infiltrators.
Me either. Never clicked on it.
Never clicked on it.
What?
Never clicked
on it. Y'all missing some good content.
I always don't get the jokes. I'd be like, they probably funny as fuck.
I just put 2 and 2 together and keep rolling. I don't be happy to hear him. I just know what he, I know his
tap in
content. You tap in one day? Mm-hmm. Even the new ones?
Hey, they all funny.
Okay.
So they all funny as fuck.
Player, not player. What you asked the other day? Tipping to go?
Yeah.
Tipping to go. You can
play,
take that.
Nah, you got it.
Tipping to go.
I always tip. Carry out to go order.
Yeah.
I always tip to go.
I ain't want to say workers.
I definitely tip to go now because COVID. But
player or not player?
I said player.
Not player.
It's player. I don't do it.
It's not player. I ain't gonna lie, I've never done it. I mean,
I don't at all.
I mean, cause I thought those people that bag you, I didn't know those the same people that only wait on. I thought they got paid by the hour. Like,
I'm not putting it in their hand, but it's already be. I'm getting dumb text when it get delivered.
No, it's not delivered.
Not delivered. You picking it up from the restaurant
to go,
like at the bar.
So you don't tip it.
Nah, it makes sense to tip them niggas because they doing something. But I'm talking about
that shit. But this nigga basically said he ain't tipping.
I tip for service.
You don't tip for people bringing to your house?
I don't feel like
that's a service. But
that's already in. That's already in. Like, that's me tipping you for bringing me my food.
Caleb, you got to earn his tip.
You, like, I'm not going to tip you. I'm not gonna tip you for just bringing my food. But if you be like, hey, I ain't in water, you know, like giving me some shit, that's cool. But I don't know. I might start.
Like, if I'm like, get there, my shit ain't ready, and you showing me great service as I wait on my food, you may get a tip. Mm. But if I pull up and you just reach behind you, grab my food, and just check me out.
Okay.
I don't really have that many to-go experiences where I need to tip them.
Between you and Chili,
you tip them every time. Okay. Huh? You tip them every time type shit.
But I'm saying, how do you even know who you're supposed to be? Who is the tip going to? You know what I'm saying? Because is it even going to the person that handed you the food? Maybe he or she didn't eat.
Now, I am a guy if I'm paying for cash and I get a little change back and I'm right there, I drop it in there.
I don't go to
in
church.
In that tip jar, you can keep
going. I don't go to church, so that's my
tithes.
There's
much more of a cost of me dealing with these niggas and dimes.
Yeah, like,
this is your responsibility.
Real shit, I put up to about $3 in there.
I look at it as my tithes. It's a part of it. What up? You pay people.
Do you tithe?
I don't.
Tell me, you look at something as your tithe.
I can't do
that. I ain't tithe in a minute.
I know what you're saying. If you ain't been to church and you ain't tithe, you can give something to somebody. I don't know if it's going there. This is the intention. I'm just putting it out there, bro. I'm like.
You got to. Who else got to play?
People working during COVID. This fucking food is trash and shit.
What you got, partner?
You sure been mad about food being trash. Like, what is it, you or them?
Player, not player. these limited menus.
Okay, I get it.
These limited menus.
I will give you that.
Of these restaurants. Yeah.
Not player.
I don't like
I
how they
to get away from the restaurants.
I don't like how they don't got the 24/7 breakfast at McDonald's right now.
I'm not a limited menu.
Yeah, I went to Longhorn. That shit was trash.
Bro, Sonic don't have watermelon
and
flavor
then it's like,
no more.
And then it's the thing like about the limited menu shit, they, it's like, do watermelon, you not know the consumer or do I just not like the popular
shit?
Nah,
it's like a supply chain.
It make you think about yourself. We got you looking at yourself.
I don't know which one it is.
It is like a That's supply a great chain question. Shortage. Like,
it's
in the
what?
Grocery store,
supply chain.
I haven't
shortage.
Seen a can of Rotel in months,
bro. No Alfredo sauce.
Hey, so, but that Rotel, it was a national corn shortage too. Like as far as
I don't know what the fuck that's about.
That Rotel for real.
I don't
need
it wasn't as much circulation. Like
I didn't put some cheese in off 2 weeks just because I went one time, three places, no Rotel.
I'd be having to get the
that Tyson chicken be gone too. Like just chicken, like wings and shit.
What y'all gonna do if we have a food shortage?
I mean, same thing everybody else gonna do.
I got noodles. I got bread. I can eat sandwiches.
No side of having before us.
Huh? North side, bro. We gonna survive.
We doing another round or what?
I go this on the exact same topic, but the the barcode scan code menus at restaurants.
Player.
Yeah, I fuck. I mean, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, enlighten
like,
me.
It's just on the taste. Like, it's no menus. It's just like you gotta put your phone and your camera on there.
You be
like,
going out to eat.
You in Dallas, but you ain't gotta hear though. Some places gotta hear, but in Dallas, everything is like
it was. Waffle House got that.
Waffle House places. Wow.
Waffle House is moving up. Don't do Waffle
but
House.
Yeah,
since we bring it up, Waffle House,
shit,
they have
sometimes
to get
I don't
want to real
go look at it.
Real
I
totals. Have to do it. They have to get real totals one day.
Oh no, you like, don't know what your total bro, is going to Waffle House.
I got two patty melts and paid $24.
Chipotle the same way.
For real?
Hell yeah.
Hey, it's because people taking their tip
bro,
off the top.
I hate how Chipotle, bro. If Probably. You order on the app, definitely. Like and they delivering or something, or even if you just picking it up. You gotta call them and tell them to put the vinaigrette in there. They don't have vinaigrette on the app.
You
like,
right.
Shit
you right. You do have to ask them
like,
in there.
I'd be like, damn. Mm-hmm. But I'd be getting that shit delivered.
One
like,
thing
so
I
you
like,
damn.
So I have to call them and say, hey, last
Please
time they fucked up on it.
One thing I don't like, just speaking of the apps and shit with food, Chick-fil-A, if I said I want my spicy deluxe sandwich meal, I do want the fries. I don't expect to just press fries. I want you to put the fries in the bag. I've two times I got just said,
you ain't clicking the
no!
I don't have that problem. You not clicking the meal.
Shit,
nigga.
Bo just getting that sandwich.
You not clicking the meal. She's fucking up. Shout out to Chick-fil-A. I'm an official Chick-fil-A Red member.
Player, not player. Receiving or taking an order that's not yours.
Player.
Shout out. No, that's on restaurant.
I'm just saying it's not your order. It could be whatever. You ask for a McChicken
that
and small fry. They come in and say, you got two McDoubles. And you taking whatever they ask you?
If it's more than what I officially yes, because when the person pull up and like, you know, I got this, and they gonna be like, oh shit, they gonna have to give them that too,
yeah.
Nigga.
You
yeah.
gone by then?
Yeah, that's no longer my problem. That's McDonald's
bro,
problem.
I didn't got on a real broke day. Got a boy blessing one day like that before.
Wait, pew. It was way Chick-fil-A when, before podcast.
I was thinking that was awesome.
I
ordered a regular Chick-fil-A sandwich meal where I got the sandwich, I got two fries, two 10 cal nuggets.
Damn, I should have came early that day.
Bro, my bag was heavy.
And
he handed it to me, bro.
And
yeah.
Alex cooked.
No, this ain't my shit.
I'm like,
I looked, I'm like,
this ain't my shit, but
he was like, everything straight. I'm like, yeah, everything cool. And I rolled up my window and I got the fuck up out of there.
I got blessed and Alice cooked fish that day.
You was good.
Great.
Mom was at Burger King. I haven't even paid yet. She just brought it to me and I was like, she like, that's yours, ain't it? I was like, yeah.
Sometimes shit like that. Sometimes I be trying to just say no, just to
do the right thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But but sometimes it be a blessing. Like, you just gotta accept your blessing. Like, shit,
open to all blessings, and if that was one,
nah. Sometimes shit just be falling in your lap.
I'm taking it. Thank you.
Where y'all at? What y'all got one?
I think that's it, bro.
That's it. We wrapping it up.
Yeah,
we can do some shout outs to roll out, man. Goddamn, give me something.
Cause they just get out.
Shit, they gonna be like,
bye, y'all. Hey, don't 2 Chainz drop on Friday.
2 Chainz.
Ooh. I think so. And it's my birthday.
Oh, shout out to the video.
Shy Glizzy.
Yeah. I think he do drop Friday.
On Friday too. I fuck with Shy Glizzy.
Shy Glizzy gotta give me something before I tap in.
Gay.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. That was good.
Give me some of that.
Yeah. Nah, that was really gay as fuck. That was really gay as fuck. Because I sounded like, nah, he got to give me. Nah, real shit. Fuck that. Anyway, man, shout out to all of the teachers out there working during this time.
Pray for these teachers, man,
I see
honestly.
Like a 26-year-old or something like that died or something. Shit.
Dunbar closed, man. Shout out Dunbar. Y'all got up out of there.
Shout out to pray for these teachers. These teachers are going through it. Fair. These kids out here pulling folks' hair off.
What?
I've been pretty stop recording.
Oh, okay.
Got that ass twice, nigga.
So are we on or not, dude?
Nah, we on. She on some serious shit.
I'm not even on her. Fuck
Caitlyn. No,
I'm just saying. These kids is out here not giving a fuck. They touching each other, and the teachers gotta break up the fights and shit.
Facts.
But that's extra time because these kids can't go to in school and shit like that. They coming home. Yeah. They coming to the crib. So
hey, man, why they didn't let them make graduates graduate though?
Because they definitely could have did that.
Because now motherfuckers doing whatever now.
They old.
And they just didn't have a graduation. That's fucked up.
It was terrible at that time.
It was just tough for them.
We just didn't know.
You know what I'm saying? They never gonna get that moment back.
Probably didn't have to go to the bubble, but they didn't know.
Man, we don't
like they never gonna get traveling.
They didn't get no prom. People didn't get. Some people still virgins right now because they didn't have prom.
That's
damn.
Damn.
Did y'all see Bronny? They mad at Bronny for having a white girl.
He got a white girl.
Not
like
playing.
Trying to, he was on her TikTok when that is something.
I was on his IG live one time and it was some. Well, I was gonna say some black hoes, but black girls on there. No, because
they too young.
How old
too.
He was.
Alex.
How old he was.
Now we just talked about. We gonna talk about.
I wasn't gonna say. I say white hoes too.
But we cannot wrap up an episode.
Hey,
shit.
But if you fuck with me on Friday, it's my birthday.
Type
Happy
shit, man.
Birthday.
Shout out.
Y'all should hear this before then.
Might, maybe.
Probably Sunday.
All right.